One, two, three. Wait, start again.
He's teasing his kids.
All right, come on, guys. Stay on track.
This is Wisdom from the Wardrobe, brought to you by Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
Well, hello and welcome to Wisdom from the Wardrobe, serious about style, not so serious talk. Each week we will have a lively discussion about all things style and fashion. We want to break down barriers, debunk style myths, and impart a little bit of wisdom.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little. Let me introduce you to our host.
Wiggle it just a little bit. Sorry.
Oh, maybe I'll put that on the playlist.
Nice one, Beck. All right, well, let me start with Beck this week then. So your host, Beck Railier, our fabulous stylist, travel enthusiast, and thrift culture countess.
Hello. And amazing singer. Sorry, you left that.
Yeah, absolutely. Then we have Bruce Farmer, who is the owner of Michael Bruce Image Consulting. He's our style expert.
I don't get it more.
What else do you want me to say?
You know, like something extraordinary. What happened on
okay,
that?
You're our style expert extraordinaire. Sorry.
There you go. All right. Hey, what's going on? It's good to be here.
And then we'll have Stacey, our brand consultant and pop culture princess. And I'm Pamela, your image consultant, resident shoe queen.
There you go.
There we go.
Back to queen. I like it. All right. So we've been doing this little segment that we started kind of last week. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like it. So we're going to keep it going. What's in the news, Beck?
So this week in the news, drum roll, please. Emily in Paris is filming season 2. So we have all kinds of eye candy heading our way, not the least of which are the fabulous outfits. But let's also talk about, you know, the scenery and some of the cast. Let's be honest. I don't even remember his name, but boy, that main character is really good looking. But really, I think, you know, the clothes in this show, for me, the clothes in this show, I mean, there's a lot of stereotypes. I'm not going to get past that. I think on both sides, the Americans and the French. But the style is just fabulous. And so I'm kind of looking forward to seeing what comes out as they start to release pictures as the filming is going on.
Yeah, she's already killing it. I saw a couple pictures already with this wonderful kind of printed trench coat on.
Oh, very on
trend. And that beautiful mint green dress. I was like, come on, Emily, do your thing. And some fun accessories and glasses. I binged the whole show in a weekend. I was like,
that's pretty cool. I'm hoping. Really,
I think we all did.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm great. Hoping that she's going to be some more of that whimsy that she has with her style mm-hmm. and her outfits. I just thought it was kind of fun and fresh.
Yeah.
It's good.
And they never forget about bags and hats with her. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
They never
yes.
forget those key mm-hmm. accessories.
Yep. Accessories are the thing.
Accessories are the thing.
Uh-huh. All right.
And then another thing, probably in the news that's probably more local, is Nordstrom just came out with a new brand called Open Edit. It's one of their
oh,
own label brands. And it's supposed to be like new fresh basics and kind of a...
What department is it going to be in? I haven't even heard of this.
POV.
Yeah, it's POV.
POV, excellent.
Yeah, TBD or POV. Yeah,
POV. I think it was POV. We saw a few pieces last week when we were in shopping. So,
I thought their first launch of it, I thought some of the pieces were really kind of cool. Some of them big oversized, some oversized shirts, which was totally on trend.
Yeah.
A couple joggers. I'm like, all right.
Yeah. So. Let's see.
We should definitely give it a shot and see how it fits.
Yeah. Hopefully they'll get some more pieces in and we can really build some fun outfits out of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. So what are we talking about this week?
What are we talking about this week?
Okay. So last week we talked about trends in clothing. This week we're going to touch on we're going to start with shoes.
Yes. Yep.
So we're going to do shoes and accessories. We may not get to all the accessories this week. If not, we'll do it next week. But we're going to start with shoes. So.
And I like what the title you came up with. It's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. This week is Stepping Out with Cinderella.
Cinderella had some shoes. But hopefully there's no glass shoes, slippers for the trends.
Well, let's talk about that. So there aren't any glass slippers, but there's definitely some slipper-inspired items out there. So definitely this season in shoe wear, it's fashion and function, not necessarily, you know, gone are the 4.5-inch heels for this time around, which, you know, there are some people are going to be upset about. Me.
Me too.
When was the last time you wore a pair of 4-inch heels?
It doesn't matter. I like to look at 4-inch heels.
But yes, so I think, you know, definitely because everybody spent a year, you know, kind of in their homes with their house slippers on or...
Their feet are hurting, so they got to wear slippers.
I don't know that their feet are hurting, but, you know, it's function rather than high fashion that we're talking
about. It's hard to go from wearing slippers around the house to wearing 4-inch heels, though.
Exactly. I mean,
realistically, your feet need to get trained to be doing that.
I was going to say acclimatized, but that's really the wrong word.
No, it is. But they do, it does have to be trained to wear shoes.
Well, it does. Totally, you need, you know, if you're going to wear high heel pumps, you need to stretch out the Achilles tendon. You got to get that arch going. Yeah, I know. It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. But yes, yeah, so we're definitely seeing more function over, you know, high fashion nonsense, as some people might call it. But so let's start with some of the trends that we're seeing. You're laughing at me again.
No, because I think this trend is crazy. This slipper, like that UGG, like I was in the store and I saw that UGG kind of slip-on big puffy slipper. I mean, it was like a shoe, but it looks like it's a slipper.
Well, I mean, you've definitely seen the last couple of months a lot of celebrities wearing those furry slippers outside.
Yeah.
Right? But what's been on the runway is these padded kind of versions of a house slipper. So I look at them and think, oh, marshmallows. They're, you know, really thick, puffy. I can't see myself wearing them outside of my house, but I don't know, Beck, what about you? What do you think about the whole puffy sandal trend?
I'm a fan of sandals, but not a fan of the puffy. So for me, it's got to look like an outdoor shoe. If it looks anyway like a slipper, for me, I'm not wearing that out.
Yeah, I saw a girl the other day wearing a pair of pink, those big pink puffy slippers in the store. And I was like, huh? It was just like, and she had it on with like these ripped up shorts. And I was like, huh? It just disconnected for me.
Right. I mean, there's a few different avenues you can go with that. I mean, there's, you know, they're definitely the big puffy. I don't know how much of it's going to make its way here to the PNW, but right. Then you have the, you know, kind of looking at the elevated flip-flop. And Beck, you're going to like this one. You know, the Tevas, obviously you're not a Teva girl, but Birkenstocks are definitely back on the rise.
Oh. But I think the key is, now here's the key to Birkenstocks for me. I'm not a fan of the Arizona, which is the style that is what you typically think of when you think of Birkenstocks with the two straps across. Mm-hmm. I like ones that are made out of patent leather, that are in fun colors, that are a little bit, you know, they have some intricacy with the straps and they don't look quite as clunky. Mm-hmm. And for me, I wear them like a sandal. I'm not wearing them with socks. So, you know, I think there is a way.
Thank you, Beck, because that's going to redeem yourself there with those.
I think there is a way to wear a Birkenstock to find the right style that looks nice on your foot and a way to wear it that it doesn't look like it's too granola. So I know Bruce and I have not seen eye to eye on this one, but I really do like Birkenstocks. I think they're quite comfortable. And I mean, I'll be honest, I'm getting older. I need a little more of the arch support. So, you know, some of my little flat sandals that are so cute and strappy and dainty, I can't wear them anymore because they're just dead flat and there's no support and they're uncomfortable. And that's one thing I'm coming out of this pandemic is I'm not going to be uncomfortable in my clothes. I mean, I never wanted to fidget, but I'm definitely not going to be uncomfortable.
I don't think you've ever been uncomfortable in your clothes, have you? I mean,
I haven't. No, yeah, not really.
But I mean, back to the Birkenstocks.
I don't want anyone else to be uncomfortable in their clothes.
I mean, the Birkenstocks for me, I think here in the PNW have never really gone away. You know,
no,
I remember buying a pair for my daughter a few years back, and I mean, she's worn them out and needs a new pair. But yeah, I just thought it was interesting that it's they're kind of talking about it as the elevated flip flops, so the padded straps and thong sandals with the Tevas and the chunky two straps and platform.
There are other brands that are good for that too. Like you look at something like a Vionic. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have the same kind of arch support and they're the same sort of comfort shoe. They actually make them in some slightly cuter styles. So you can find things that are more fashion forward that are comfortable.
Yeah. So let's move on to the next one.
There you go.
I heard a rumor. The clogs are coming back.
Yeah. No clogs.
Oh, no clogs.
No clogs.
What about you, Stacey? You into the clogs?
I gave up my clogs when I was in my basic middle school. I do like the shaft clogs, I'm not going to lie. Like, I like the horse sound of them.
The cloppity cloppity clop?
I do. I have a very heavy footfall, so I do like the cloppity clop, but I'm not really a big fan of fuel, and I'm not a huge fan of clogs.
Wow.
For me, the clog just screams of my childhood. I remember having a pair and I was probably, maybe 6, and I was in Belgium. I thought I was the bee's knees. They were navy and red. And I remember I loved them so much. I wore them in the winter. I remember going outside. We had a few feet of snow. I lost one in the snow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But now that I'm a grown up, I don't want to wear a clog.
Well, you know, I think the whole thing about going back to what something that you used to do is a tough thing to do.
I literally remember they were on my wish list for my birthday, but I was in 4th grade when that happened. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that gives it a very specific time.
Right.
But for me, I'm not ready to go back.
Hey, yeah. Stacey, what's trending at the airport right now?
I'll tell you what trend I'm seeing. I'm seeing a lot of athletic shoes.
Oh, there you go.
Now, in fairness, when I travel, I always wear my athletic shoes because they're the biggest shoe, and so I don't want to pack them. So I almost always wear them when I travel because I don't want to take up room in my suitcase.
I always wear my heels.
I always wear my biggest shoe as well.
For those of us that don't like wearing socks, I hate this because I so many times have been caught barefoot having to go through security.
Ooh.
Like,
ugh. Ugh.
So I have to bring my socks and put them on for that and only to take them back off.
Yeah.
I cannot stand my socks.
Absolutely. Well, at least you're not wearing sandals, right?
No, that you know of.
Just for clarification.
I'm wearing Birkenstocks right now with socks.
You better not be. You better not be.
I'm not.
Oh, good.
You can get your style card taken from you.
Okay. Well, as long as you don't take my vaccination card, we're good.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, you can keep that.
Well, I can say for like a flight home from Europe, for example, that having a pair of Birkenstocks in your carry-on sometimes is nice. You can take off your sneakers, and then you always have something to slip on, so you're not going into the bathroom in socks because that liquid on the floor—that's not water.
Thank you for always keeping it real, Beck.
Thanks, Beck.
Well, it's not.
It's not.
Okay, well, on that note, I think it's time for us to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Do you feel like you're stuck in a style rut? If so, take the first step on your journey and go to MichaelBruceImageConsulting.com. Fill out their simple personal style assessment and schedule a complimentary, no-obligation, 20-minute style consultation. Let the experts help you gain some perspective on your style challenges.
Welcome back. Bruce is still chuckling about the airport bathrooms bathrooms. So
I
think we should move on from that one.
Yeah.
Especially as Stacey is at an airport as
absolutely,
we speak. So
absolutely.
We don't want to weird her out any more than we already have. So.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Although I think it probably takes a lot to weird Stacey out.
But, it does.
Anyway, moving back onto the trends. So let's see, what else can we talk about?
Well, it will be 80 degrees here one of these days. Any one of those trends, a shoe for one of those warm days out there?
Well, let's talk about one of the trends that's probably not good for one of those warm
yes.
days. So the chunky loafer. No
yeah.
thanks.
Let's just say no to the chunky loafer.
So, you know, this has been coming for a little while. I'm not sure why it would be a good idea to have that big, heavy shoe for this time of year, spring, summer.
Yeah, because you're wearing big, heavy pants. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It's like socks on a rooster. It just doesn't make any
sense. Again,
it's
another revisit from, I think, the 90s. I remember having a pair as I was flying to Hong Kong.
Well, it's also very preppy. Growing up, we always wore loafers with shorts. You know, I mean, that's a very East Coast thing to do. So
I know. I'm waiting for the part that's why it's wrong. I'm like, I love loafers.
But not the big, chunky loafers, Stacey. Not that one.
Yeah, you're talking with, like, an inch and a half of sole.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, then ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah. Super heavy.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
I mean, fall, winter, definitely.
Yeah.
But spring, summer,
no.
That doesn't make much sense to me. So anyway, that's the one that we'll pass on by.
Let's pass on by.
Next.
Well, that, I'll also pass on the square toe. I'm sorry, but that look is not flattering and I'm not buying into that one.
There's a ton of square toe right now.
I know. And this is where you have to be so careful to go with what's your own style versus what you're seeing in the stores. And my feet are not cute in square toes.
So how about the asymmetrical toe?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that either.
So basically the big loop thong and the square toe, Beck is going to pass
Beck
on
Beck is going to pack
yeah.
up. Okay.
But you know, when we talked about style trends last week, we talked about netting and straps, right? So, you know, if somebody is interested in that style but doesn't really want to incorporate it in their full, you know, clothing, mm-hmm. that's a way to do it with a shoe.
You could do it with a shoe.
You know, with that, the strappy thong type heel. Mm-hmm. And let's be real, the heels that are around right now are small.
They are.
They're not really anything over an inch and a half, max. But you either love the square toe or you hate it. Clearly, Beck really doesn't like it.
Really,
if you wanted, you know, a simple way to incorporate a trend, you know, without putting it in your clothing, you know, a shoe is a good way to do that.
I would say, Beck, and I know how much you said you hate it, I want you to go and look at the Madewell flat this year. It actually has a square toe, but I'm surprised how much
that's
I like it.
That's the one with the tapered square toe,
yes.
right? To me,
yes.
that's slightly different. That's more like a traditional ballet flat.
Okay, with a square toe?
Yeah, if you look at an actual ballet slipper, mm-hmm. it does have that squared off toe. So if it's kind of tapered with a square that's got rounded edges,
right.
that's different than like the... You know, the slip-on mules with the full-on square front.
That one you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great segue into the next trend then, Meg. Mm-hmm. So, you know, ballet flats, you talked about it. You know, that's channeling French girl chic. And we know that's something you're all over. And ballet flats can look really cute. They're paired really, really well. But this season, there's a kind of spin on it in that they're actually bringing them to look more like a pointe shoe.
Yeah.
So that hard... you know, front, like mm-hmm. Beck was talking about, the square front. But they're definitely, when I was looking at the ones that are out there, so like the Rag and Bone have a blush one. And for me, there's really no structure to that shoe.
Yeah, there is.
You know, so a pointe shoe, obviously, is a hard bottom. It has mm-hmm. the snub toe front in, you know, that has that block in the front of
right.
it. Ballet flats that we've seen previously are very demure. They mm-hmm. are very Chanel-esque. It's, you know, it definitely does give you that French girl vibe. But some of the ones I've seen, like the Rag and Bone, just feel like it's all fabric and no substance.
Yeah,
you know?
Which is
so
not good for the feet.
Which isn't good for the feet. But that's not to say that, you know, if that's something you want to try, that you shouldn't go ahead. But it's definitely closer to an actual pointe shoe.
Yeah.
Although Dior did have a black netted version of it. So again, bringing another trend in mm-hmm. On the runway.
But see, that's one I can get behind. The netted, I like. I have a pair of those netted booties, those mm-hmm. gray.
Oh, that's right,
and
you
actually,
do.
And I love them. And I've gotten tons of compliments on them. And they're super cool. It was a GoFundMe. And they're made out of recycled fishing line. It's from the EU. That's no longer allowed to be used. So they're environmental. And now they're totally on point. So,
I like it.
But
I like that.
It just goes to show you when it's something. I liked those. And I got those a few years ago. Mm-hmm. So now, you know, I'm just saying, trends are catching up to me.
Now,
just
yeah, like, absolutely.
Yeah, you are a trendsetter.
You are a trendsetter, Beck.
But yeah, so we're definitely seeing lots of ballet flats mm-hmm. in the store. So I think that one is... You know, it's going to be a big trend. I mean, not that it's ever really gone away. I think there's definitely been different iterations of it throughout season. But I mean, it's one of those trends that just hasn't disappeared because it has almost like a cult following, right?
It does.
But we're going to see some of them that are less structured, which from a, I don't know, comfort standpoint, mm-hmm. I'd probably say no to. But who knows? Like
who
you
knows?
Said, there's a great Madewell one out in stores
there
right
is.
Now. Comes in a great, it was actually a multicolored animal print or python
print. That python,
print.
It was beautiful.
It was really good. Mm-hmm. Tory Burch has some great mm-hmm. ones out there.
Yeah.
So I would just say, check the structure of the shoe.
AGL has a couple.
AGL
really,
does have
really
some
cute
too.
Ones as
yeah.
well.
But you know, if you're somebody that has problematic feet, maybe go with one with a bit more structure.
Yeah.
And if you don't and you want to try the more slipper type one, then you know, why not? Have at it.
There you go.
All right, next.
How about some sandals?
Well, let's talk about flatforms.
Oh, flatforms.
They're 90s inspired.
Oh, man, they're back.
They're back, yeah.
Ankle breakers. Who's going to jump all over those?
Ankle breakers?
You know, because you'll break your ankle if you wear a platform too much.
Okay, all right. Anybody here going to try it? Beck?
It's going to be a hard no for me.
Stacey?
Hello, no.
Oh, dear. Okay.
I still have a question on the ballet flat thing.
Okay.
So I have seen that some of the ballet slippers are coming up really high onto the foot.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Almost like it reminds me of scrub shoes. Like, you know, when you're going into the hospital and, like, you're catch the baby when the baby's born and you have to put on the scrub slippers.
Catch the baby.
So what do you think about this? given the fact that Bruce and Pamela and Zach were always talking about how more skin elongates, these shoes are coming up much higher on the foot.
I think you need to take a couple of things in consideration with that. One, what are you wearing it with? So if you have, you know, a pair of long jeans on where you haven't got any skin showing because the shoe comes up higher, I would opt for a crop trouser or a skirt or something like that. So I think there's ways that you can do it. You just have to be mindful of what else you're wearing it with. And also, I think, you know, it depends on your foot shape, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some people that a high vamp on any shoe looks great. And for other people, it's just not so great. So, again, it's going to be, some of that's going to be preferential choice.
Absolutely.
But I don't see any reason why not to try it if it's something that really, you know, it, like I said, you just have to think about where, how much skin you've got showing elsewhere. That answer your question, Stace?
All right.
Yeah, not a huge fan of the one that comes higher, but I know why they're doing it. It's just, you know, it's something interesting. It's a little bit different.
Yeah.
All right, back to the platforms then. So the 90s inspired, as Bruce calls them, ankle breakers.
Ankle breakers.
So be no surprise that these have been kind of coming around for a couple of years. I know, I think two summers ago, Steve Madden had one out with the elastic straps on, which I do actually have a pair of, and they're actually quite comfortable. I don't know that I love the styling of them, but they make my feet happy, just saying, which is, you know, unusual. But I think, you know, designers have been building on that trend. It's not really the same as it was 2 years ago. So they're using different different things. So wood is, you know, I think Eula Johnson, she used a wood platform on her platforms during her fashion show. Todd's had animal print incorporated in theirs. So you're going to see that. You're going to see raffia. And then Versace had a bright colored one on their runway, but they incorporated the heavy chain as well into it. So
now I'm into the heavy chain. I like that trend. I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, I like it too. But yeah, so I think the platform is here for at least another season or two. I know, you know, there's a certain demographic that really loves them, and like I say, they're not uncomfortable. It's a bit like Beck and her Birkenstocks. Beck, you know, they're comfortable for her and the platform for somebody else. But yeah, again, it's a personal choice. I don't know that I necessarily love the way it looks, but I have a pair.
Yes, you do.
All right, next up.
All right. The summer sandals.
Summer sandals. Yeah. So, you know, I think there's definitely been a big trend over the last year of DIY fashion. So, you know, a lot of people doing their tie-dye and macrame and so on and so forth. So the designers have kind of picked up on that idea of trying something like that looks handcrafted.
Macrame always looks handcrafted. There's just, it's just too home.
Well, it's boho, right?
It's totally boho.
But that is an aesthetic that a lot of people really like. And I think for spring, summer, it's perfect. You know, it has that kind of whimsical, easy breezy vibe about it. So, you
pair
know.
Pair of shorts, a simple skirt. Yeah.
Yeah, totally exactly. Works. So, but I think the twist on it this time is, you know, like I said, it's an ode to the handcrafted vibe, right? But we're using twisted and braiding with padded leather. So incorporating another trend in without padding.
Yeah.
But cotton twill and rope and chain. So Bottega Veneta did a sandal with leather, but they had the chain woven into it, so which I thought was really kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anything particularly unexpected about the trends this year for shoes for spring, summer, certainly, other than maybe the chunky loafer.
Yeah.
I don't get that one.
No.
But another one that I think, you know, Beck would be interested in is the studs and embellishments.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm all about the studs. Yeah.
All about
there's a
the
great
studs.
Pair. AGL has these great pair of it's a sandal with an ankle strap, but there's studs all along the sole of it around. So on the sides. Oh, I love them. They're fabulous.
And and the same with, you know, Valentino has
the
pyramid.
But did you see the Valentino espadrille back with the studs on it?
But my budget does not stretch to Valentino. Sorry.
But that's a
love
fabulous
it, but no, that's not even in my
it is,
scope.
But you know, somebody's going to knock it off, right? So somebody is going to make one in the vein of it. But yeah, so Valentino did the, you know, the oversized pyramid this time. So I think there's lots of things for, you know, for everybody's taste out there. Budget-wise, there's always an alternative to the high-end things. You just got to pick something that you really like and find a budget conscious version of it?
I think one of the trends, it's not really a, it's a trend, but not always a trend, but I think you should talk about sneakers. It's
yep.
just such a big thing right now. That mm-hmm. I mean, you know, even that gal at the Oscars was wearing those killer Air Force One sneaks with her dress. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely going back to more simple sneaks, you know, mm-hmm. kind of white basics with, you know, Adidas. I know you guys say it differently.
Yeah, Stace, what are the ones you had on the other day? Those are great. They're just simple white sneaks.
Didn't you get those at Target?
I got these at Target. I will take a picture of these and you guys can put it on Instagram stories so that people can see what I'm talking about. And they are awesome.
And they were super cute. Just a simple white
much.
Sneaker. Yeah, I liked it.
Also, I just want to share a couple really quick tips here before I end up having to go out. One, you could always bedazzle your espadrilles with stud things from your middle school crafting days.
Great idea.
Two, the macrame shoes, you could plant some after the trend is over. You could put some dirt in them and hang them.
Does anybody want to borrow my glue gun?
Oh my gosh, you did not just say glue gun.
Of course I did.
Well, thank you, Stacey, for that.
I'm just, you know, I am literally dialing it in today, so you're welcome.
Oh.
Love it. You always have some pearls of wisdom.
Well, have a safe trip, Stace, and we'll see you back here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a picture of my shoes and send them to you.
Okay. Sounds
and
good.
And I'll talk to you guys later.
All right.
Thanks, Stace. All right, I think that's pretty much all we have time for this week. Is
wow, we didn't get to anything except for shoes.
I know, but there's just so much good things.
Right, you can talk about shoes for a long time,
yeah.
Let's be honest.
Well, I guess we'll just have to revisit this next week with actual, you know, jewelry and accessories,
all
bags,
right.
etc. So
right. yeah.
stay tuned for that.
And the big earrings and the big chains
yeah,
and,
exactly.
you know, all
oh,
the logo
all
stuff.
I mean, come on, talking to Beck and I mean, we love
shoes
our accessories.
Shoes and bags, absolutely. Bring on the accessories.
All right, well, that's it. Okay, we will see you all next week. Don't forget to follow us at Michael Bruce IC on Instagram or check us out on our website at michaelbruceimageconsulting.com.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
If you like what you're listening to and want to learn more about the team, get some great style inspiration and useful style tips on how to elevate your personal style, you can follow them on Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. That's Instagram at Michael Bruce IC.